You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 37. Now, we are dealing with the mystery understanding the mysteries of the hand of God being on me at all times. Understanding the mystery or mysteries of the hand of God being on you or on me at all times. Ezekiel 37. And I think this will help you if I give you these two things before we read the scripture. The hand of the Lord being up on you means personal escort by the Lord in every situation. I'm being personally escorted by the Lord. I never go in nothing by myself. It also means it denotes God's presence. It denotes God's power. It denotes God's purpose. The hand of the Lord on me. It denotes God's protection. It denotes God's provision. Now the hand of the Lord is upon you all the time. You just got to make yourself available to it. But all the things I'm saying is available because the hand of the Lord is personally with his hand on you, escorting you all the time. And then we read in John 10 it was, that no man can pluck you out of your Father's hand. So the hand is always on me. Say, the hand is always on me. So God provision, God protection, God's purpose, God's presence is always with me. Salah. Pause and think about that. Another thing, when you say God's hand is upon me, you're talking about always having personal backup. No matter what you're going through, that God is there to personally back you up and see to it that you come out with victory. Amen? Amen. So I want you to get a concept of the hand of the Lord being upon you. Ezekiel shows. Now, in this verses we're going to read, he's going to acknowledge the hand of the Lord is upon him, but he also acknowledged some other things that I want you to know when you're talking about the hand of the Lord is upon you. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, you are definitely being led by the Spirit. The Spirit will lead you. And because of the hand of the Lord being upon you and how powerful God's hand is, you will be led into situations you can't handle for practice. What I said? You will be led into situations you can't handle for practice. Practice yielding. Practice trusting. Practice relying upon him and not yourself. Until you're overwhelmed by something that you can't handle, you really don't know the Lord. But once God bring you through something that you couldn't handle, you hear me? That you couldn't deal with yourself, then he become precious to you. God is not precious to you just talking about him. But when he manifests and demonstrates to you that he has you in his hand, then he becomes precious to you. Are you following me? So we don't want to just address a subject. There are mysteries in the hand of God. And we're going to talk about some mysteries this morning because I think the body of Christ needs to know the mysteries. The mysteries is the thing that causes you to progress. Progress in the spirit. When you find out that God can do things nobody else can do. The hand of God put everything in the range of possibility. When one understands the hand of the God and know how to cooperate with God's hand, everything becomes possible. Oh my God. Everything becomes possible, all right? Now, in this, I'm going to try to read these 10 verses. Ezekiel 37. He's going to show you when the hand of the Lord on you, when he leads you in the spirit, he leads you into so-called impossible situation to train you how to walk in possibility. See, if you never have something come up impossible, you don't know what possible is. And God always, when his hand's upon you, uses his word and his spirit. Those two. God always uses his word and his spirit when his hand is upon you. You'll see it in this impossible case, these dry bones. What God used was his word and his spirit, and those dry bones came to be a living army. All right, so let me read this because I got a lot of territory to cover today. Then Ezekiel, make this note too in Ezekiel 8:1, Ezekiel 1:3. Ezekiel 3:14, Ezekiel 3:22, Ezekiel 40:1, Ezekiel talk about the hand of the Lord being on him in all those verses I just gave you. So it's one of the terms that he used to depict that he's not by himself. All right, Ezekiel 37:1 now. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Underline that. The hand of the Lord was upon me. In other words, what I'm about to go into, I'm not going by myself. So every episode in your life from this day forward, you should know by the Spirit of God, every episode in the future that you will come upon, you should know now from this message that I'm not by myself. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, all the future events in your life now, you're going to have the capability of handling them in a certain way because you know you're not by yourself, and you know that the hand of the Lord upon you, and you know there's nothing impossible to the hand of the Lord. Amen? Are you hearing me? All right. Now, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. You see what he did? What he did? And now you're ready to set him down in something he can't handle. And set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. I need to read this because I want you to get it. And called me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were what? Verse 3 now. I want you to walk with me on this because it's talking about how powerful the hand of the Lord is. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Now, I said to you last Sunday, don't be answering questions that you can't answer. Amen. Because a lot of time, we take scriptures and get in trouble. See, we use a pet scripture when we should have been listening. Y'all don't want to talk to me now. I'm trying to show you how to handle it. See, sometimes we know too much. To our own destruction. See, sometimes we know something, we don't listen. Therefore, the Lord can't give us a fresh word. Because we're so busy trying to use a stale word. A word he used for the other situation. But this morning, we'll give you another word for this situation. So we need to be still sometime and know that he's Lord. For him to direct us through this traffic. Life is a traffic. And we need God's hand on us directing us. Oh, be still right now. The enemy coming. Don't say nothing. He ain't got nothing on you. Yeah, Jesus, one time, Jesus said, I'm not going to speak. I don't have nothing to say right now because the enemy coming and he don't have nothing on me. Sometimes we open our mouth and give him something on you. When you, if you're ever talking when you should have been listening, you're in trouble. All right. Listen to me. All right. So he said, third voice, come on now. Stay with me, class. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? A question. And I answered, O Lord, God, thou knowest, wise man. And you need to do this sometime. You need to stop reading your scriptures to God. Oh, my Lord. You need to stop reading the Bible to God. And you need to listen what aspect of the Bible or what demonstration or what miracle or what sign he wants to work for you at this given moment. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
All right, now, the remedy in verse 4, and again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. Remember, they're very dry. And say, now he told them what to say. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now see dry bone at any situation in your life you can't deal with.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. Thus said the Lord, verse 5, God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. May God's breath go into every problem that you're dealing with and bring the possibility for you to walk out of it. May every dry bone in your life, every dry situation in your life, come alive this morning as God breathed life into it. And so, let me hurry. Cause breath to come in the fifth verse, the sixth verse, and I will lay sin upon you, and you will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. Come on, God, and ye shall live. And your tight spots is to validate that God lives. You heard what I said? Everything you have gone through you couldn't handle, it was only to validate to you that God lived. Satan thought he was doing something else. But because you know God can handle it, and you trust in God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, you come out victorious. So when a tight spot comes, shout. Because at that point, God is about to take you to another level with no respect to the devil. We give the devil too much respect when we get in a tight spot. Are you hearing me? So I prophesy as I was commanded. You see that? And as I prophesied, impossible things became possible. And as I prophesied, do you know, children, you have the divine right to prophesy. You have a right to talk to a situation and tell it how it's going to come out. Because you are a child of the living God carrying his life on the inside of you. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bone came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. I'm going to 10th verse. Then said unto me, prophesy again. You prophesy the word, now I want you to prophesy the spirit. Prophesy unto the wind which is an indicator of the Spirit. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Verse 10. Verse 10. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived. And they wore very dry bone, but now, and stood up on their feet as an exceeding great army. Every dry bone in your life this morning gonna stand up on its feet with the word of God and the wind of God blowing on it, and you're gonna come out victorious. I don't care. You say, but you gotta find out what my problem is. No, I don't. Your problem is in that pile of dry bone. So I don't have to come with every one of y'all and say, what's your problem is? Well, maybe the Lord can handle it. What's your problem is? No. That's why I like who I work for. Who I work for is greater than Apple. Because it's already predetermined how it's going to come out. In your favor. In your favor. So now I want you going to take notes now, because I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be on this series. And I'm going to now tell you some things about the hand of God, what it produces in your life. I started on last Sunday. The hand of God is the hand of rescue. The hand of, you remember I talked about that? The hand of God, he can rescue you out of anything. We'll see that in a few moments. But the second thing I want you to know is that the hand of God is our access, what I said? Into the realm of mysteries. Yes, sir. Our access into the realm of mystery. Yes, our access into the realm of mystery. Right. The hand of God is our asset into the hand of mystery. Now, once you start functioning in mysteries, look in Matthew 13 for me, verses 11 and 12. Once you start functioning in mysteries, this world no longer dictates to you how you're going to come out. Amen. Everybody say, the hand of the Lord is upon me.
The hand of the Lord is upon me.
Right now. Now, that means I have access to mystery. Yes, so you see that? You see what that Matthew 13, 11 says? He hasn't said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. Well, I mean, where that make me different from them? Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse, 12. For whosoever has, to him, can't you read?
Yes.
Shall be given. And he shall have what? See, mysteries take you into the abundance of God. Supernaturally. So, I have the divine right to live, to walk in supernatural abundance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I have access to the mysteries of God. In other words, revelation, insight,
yes, sir.
Illumination. Now, listen to what I said next. In another realm.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
A realm that runs all realms. How many understand what I'm saying now?
Yes.
You see, I have access to the invisible.
Right. Yes, sir.
Which made everything that is visible.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Okay. All right. Thirdly now. The hand of God is the hand. Set it up there. No, I'm about to put it in my hand. I got it. That's $500 check. The hand of God. Third thing I'm telling you. I mean, it's the third one, right?
Yes,
I said, this is the third one.
Yes,
are you lost? This is the third one.
Yes,
the hand of God is the hand of supernatural breakthrough.
Yes,
So everywhere you go as a child of God, you're carrying supernatural breakthroughs with you. Oh, man. I am a carrier of supernatural breakthroughs. Plural. Whatever I need to happen out of the ordinary, because the hand of the Lord is upon me, it must happen. But I must know this. I must know how to apply my faith to this type of action. Because if I don't know, Satan's sure not going to tell me. He don't want you to know this. That the hand of God is on you for every supernatural breakthrough you need. Whatever wall is up in your life this morning, I declare, and holding you back, I declare that wall come down while I'm preaching. Supernatural breakthrough come to your life this morning. You got me?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. What number that is?
Three.
Number three. If you got two, so get my whoop. Because I want you to have these things. They're so powerful. So powerful. Now watch how you cut up when I give this fourth one. People always cut up when I give something pretending that, because people want their money. They really want their money. Yeah, I would like to have my money, Lord. Tell him, I would like to have my money. Now. The hand of God is the hand of financial fortune. He'll fill your cup, partner. If you recognize his hand, his hand has something to do with your finances. Ooh, good God Almighty. Your finances are in his hand. And he's ready to open them. You still with me?
Yes,
the hand of God. What number am I on?
Five.
The hand of God is the hands of supernatural supplies.
Yes,
supernatural supplies. Say supernatural supplies.
Supernatural.
Say supernatural supplies.
Supernatural.
Say supernatural supplies.
Supernatural.
So from this day forward, you live in a place knowingly of supernatural supply all day long. And then number six. And then this one you have to really listen. Traveling in the blessings of God. Traveling in the blessings of God. I'm trying to, it's a point there, the Lord. Traveling in the blessings of God are getting where you need to get rapidly. How else can I say it, Lord, before I give that number six? It's just... The hand of God, Lord, got to tell you, because I can't, it's so powerful. The hand of God is the hand of divine speed. That's what I said, the hand of divine speed. All this waiting. When you know the hand of God on you, you don't have to wait that long. It's the hand of, not speed, divine speed. Light travel 186 1,000 miles a second, nothing compared to this. Are you with me? Now, let's go back and address some of these insight of the hand of the Lord. You remember, go back to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12. Exodus 12, 12. When we deal with the hand of God is the hand of rescue. Now, what rescue mean? Don't tell me rescue. What kind of dictionary are you? Rescue mean rescue. saving? Getting out of trouble? Pulling you out? All right, you're in a fire. The fireman there. My son-in-law was a fireman. He tell me about some of the stories. You trapped in. And the firemen come. And one of the firemen come in and get you out because you don't know how to handle smoke and you don't know how to come through the blaze. But he trained to get you out there. He know how to escort you out. That's rescuing. Some of y'all in a fire this morning. But the Lord is here to rescue you. The hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord is on you to rescue you. You should not, you must not live a normal life. Your life should be an extraordinary life because God's hand is upon you. Look what it says in Exodus 12 there. Look what the Lord said. Now, this is almost an impossible happening, but the Lord don't pay no attention to that. Listen, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, against all the God of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. I gave you a scripture last week where he said about the hand of the Lord. He brought them out with a mighty hand. You got it? He brought them out with a mighty hand. He brought the children of Israel with a mighty hand. What is a mighty hand? A hand that nobody can wrestle with. A hand. Let me look at this father. Let me look at this father because I caught Talabashat. Deuteronomy 26:8. I still got on my note 28:6. 26:8, because we're talking about the hand of rescue. How many of y'all ever needed to be rescued? Yes, y'all living on another planet. Was you all who didn't raise your hand up? Y'all living on another planet than I'm living on. I've needed to be rescued so many times, and I know I'm going to need to be rescued many more times. Yes, but I'm not worried about it. The Lord hands on me.
Yes,
that's all my teaching this morning, or the teaching of God to you, is to recognize that you some things may come in your life, but you got to recognize that there's a hand of all possibilities resting on you at all times. And then no matter what come, the enemy can't pluck you out of that hand. That hand is on you eternally. Not just to take you to heaven, but to bring heaven down here. Amen. You see what that scripture says? And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with what? What kind of hand?
A mighty hand.
What a mighty hand mean?
Strong,
powerful hand. Huh? Huh? There's no hand of combat. Karate. What the other name of some of that stuff? Kung Fu. They can't stop this hand. It's a mighty hand. And with outstretched arm and with great turban. Now look what the hand called. Great turban is. God will get turbo if you're troubling his children. And with signs. And with wonder. Now we see that the turbanness or the judgment of God, if you put your hand on God's child, his hand will bring out turbanness. God turned out to be a terrible God. A mighty hand, an outstretched arm with great turbanness. I mean, it seemed like could have said something nicer, you know. But people don't understand that you get your hand on God's people and God's child start praising him and start thanking him for deliverance. You better watch out, boy. God turned into a terrible God. He said, I'll wipe you out. You mess with my child and my child praising me. I'll wipe you out. I'll kill all your families. I'll bury you. I'll bury you. So the hand of God is the hand of rescue. Now today, from any bondage, any captivity of hell, any siege of the wicked, the hand of God is bringing you out. Just wave your hand at him. But Here's what we got to understand. Why the hand of God is so important. Listen very carefully. What I said?
Listen very carefully.
To us, there's not just captivity by man, but captivity by demon spirits. So you see the importance of God's hand now? You see why God's hand can't be regular? Because most of the time, who listening? We're fighting an invisible battle. We're looking at the person who being dirty, but it's really not the person, there's a spirit behind that person. And the hand of rescue can not only handle in the visible world, God Almighty, but the hand of rescue on me can handle the invisible world. Things I can't see. Things I can't explain. But yet this hand can handle it. And it's on me. Put your hand on you. It's on me. Remember that. Class, remember that. Don't let me preach. This is real. Rise up when you need it. And say the hand, and touch yourself. And say the hand of the Lord on me. Get your hand off of me. Get your hand off of me. Get your hand off of my life. Get your hand off of my children. Get your hand off of my finances. Get your hand off of my body. How many see what I'm saying here, what the Spirit of God is saying? Now here's what the Lord wants to explain here with the hand of rescue. Sometimes I need to go over and go over things. The hand of rescue. Because somebody here may be hurting and maybe have been dealing with something for a long time. But now the Holy Spirit want to drop in that place and set on you and minister to you and minister for you and set you totally free. There's nothing and no one in here that cannot be set totally free in this atmosphere. The Holy Ghost, the wind is ready to blow. There are things being changed right now. Are you receiving? Exodus 12:12. I think we went to that right one. But I need to go back. Yeah, I need to go back to Exodus 12:12 because when you talk about the hand of God dealing with demonic spirits, dealing with devils and demons that have been sent to shipwreck your life, but because you're a child of God, God's hand is upon you and going to deal with what's trying to deal with you. No power is greater than the hand that is on you. You heard that? No power. What I said? Is greater. No hand. No hand. Say it. Is greater than the hand that's on me. Now notice that in the 12th verse there. For I will pass through the land of Egypt. Now just the land of Egypt, that's a devilish statement right there. Because Egypt had those people in bondage. He said, for I will pass, Exodus 12:12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. Egypt thinks she's so bad. And will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Now watch it, class, because if you don't go with me, you're going to miss it. Both, he said, I'm going to deal with both man, but that's not the only one I'm going to deal with. Look, watch the voice. I'm not going to only deal with man and beast, but my hand don't just do what Satalama Shoka. My hand don't just deal with man and beast. My hand deal with God. See it. In the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the what?
God.
What that mean?
Demons.
What that mean? All of God. See, when you've been in a problem a long time as a Christian,
yes, sir.
It's not just man and beast.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? It's satanic gods.
Yes.
Wait now, watch what I'm about to say. Who operate in the supernatural.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Moses threw his stick down.
Yeah.
Turned into a snake, didn't it?
Right.
That magician threw him one down. But you got to know your God bigger than their God. Because more than snake had his up, you remember? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, life situation, how many listening? When you come to Word of Life, I want to deal with life situation and give life lessons from God's Word. To deal with the situation. I don't want you to just come to visit the church or come to serve it and you know, be satisfied. No. There should be some life lesson in the spirit that change your life from impossible to possible. No, what I'm saying is, what I'm preaching, you can use it. Yeah, this is not to be put in this pad and put on a shelf the next Sunday. This stuff ready to go. Are you following me? So that's why I take my time and minister so you can use what you hear here, that you can grow spiritually and know how to use the sword of the spirit. You don't need no preacher for yourself. God, dog, wait a minute. I'm about to pull this sword out myself. I got a right to use this sword myself. And my man of God have told me how to use it.
Yes,
can I hear amen?
Amen.
See, so the hand of rescue, oh my God, being upon you is a hand that rescue you from demon power. Look at Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm.
Yes, sir.
Why? The hand of the Lord on you. Most oppression in the world today is oppression of the devil. Look at Acts 10:38. There's an anointing in that hand on you that deal with devilish oppression. Sometimes you can't get some things straight in your life. It's not because you're a bad person, but you're messing with a bad devil.
Yes, sir.
And you got to know how to deal with it. It's not, God even have forgot about the mistake you made. And he's still trying to use that mistake, but it's him tricking you. God love you. What I said? In spite of your shortcomings. And God is out to help you more than to correct you. Our God anointed Jesus,
yes, sir,
of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Yes,
now you remember what Luke 4:18 says, right? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So God's hand is upon me.
Yes, sir.
When God's hand's upon me, that's a fresh anointing on me.
Yes, Lord.
I'm dealing with fresh power.
Yes.
Say it.
I'm dealing with fresh power.
When I leave this house,
This day,
I'm dealing with
fresh power.
Everybody say fresh.
Fresh
power.
Fresh power.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
How God anointed Jesus name with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So satanic oppression, we have to be rescued from it, no matter how much you think you holy. The devil gonna mess with you. Psalm 92:10.
Come on, Dad.
Everybody under the sound of my voice, You are being anointed with fresh oil. Everybody say fresh oil. The hand of the Lord is full of fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
When the Lord put his hand on you, fresh oil start oozing through your system. Fresh oil.
It's saturated.
Yes, sir. By my horn should I exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Look at somebody and tell them that. I shall be. Oh, talk to them. Talk to them like you know what you're talking about. The hand of the Lord is full of fresh oil of deliverance.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The hand of the Lord is full of fresh oil of victory.
Yes, yes.
Fresh oil of triumph.
Yes.
Fresh oil of dominion.
Yes.
I don't know if this is a word. You leave your dominionated. To dominate. Tell somebody, I've been rescued today. Tell them, just tell them. Yeah, you got to use your faith because you're hearing the word of God. The word of God can rescue you. You see what I'm saying? See, a lot of times you're going through something, you think it's somebody down the street, your neighbor, or some of your family members, or some of your co-workers on the job. No, it's devils. Hand of God. It's the hand of rescue. Lord, I've got out of all my mess. Say, Lord, I got all of my mess. I'm out. What do you think God said this word for? Huh? Don't let your emotion overrule your imagination. Don't let your memory overrule your desire. What had happened? I ain't got no time for that. What's happening right now? I got a fresh word this morning. I'm in the now. Yes, sir. I got said. I'm in the now. A fresh word. I'm in the now. Say, I'm in the now. Second Kings chapter 3, verse 15. The hand of God is our access into the realm of mysteries. Now, Christians have to work in mystery. We have to know how to let God reveal to us the mystery. We can't be like a mailman or a milkman. We have to recognize that we're in a supernatural family. And that supernatural family works by mystery. Things happening out of the ordinary. Things happen out of the ordinary. God is a God out of the ordinary. Ooh, I got happy there. God is a God out of the ordinary. Your problem is not that bad that God can't handle it. He said, now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played. Why do you think we have praise here? Praise caused the hand of the Lord to come upon you. See, go to the next verse. Oh, my goodness. And he said, thus said the Lord. Now, here's something. A mystery.
Yes,
sir. Make this valley full of ditches. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now go to the next verse and see what
happens.
Well, some of y'all are not going to see because I might have talked to you for 15 minutes. For thus saith the Lord, you should not see wind, neither shall you see rain, because I don't need none of it to fill your ditch. I don't need the job to fill your pocket. You understand that? See, God don't need nothing natural to do what he do. But look what he said here. He done told a man, dig ditches. Now you say you're not going to see no wind, no rain. Yet. That your valley, what? Tell me, what he said. Shall be no rain, no wind, but yet the valley gonna be full. That's access to mystery. You see, he said that you may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. No, listen. I'm not gonna put no little water in the ditch.
That's right.
And I declare all your ditches are full this morning. Help me praise it. I declare all your ditches are full this morning through the mysteries of God. It don't have to be a normal job. It don't have to be somebody helping you, somebody giving you a break. God said, I'm the God of breakthrough. I don't need rain. I don't need water to fill your ditch. I'm water. In dry places.
Yes, sir.
You understand? I don't have to go to ordinary route.
Come on,
when I want water, you don't have to turn the faucet on. I'm the faucet. Did you see what happened that night? He said, full of ditch, and you ain't going to see no wind, no rain, but the ditch is going to be full. So you might be going through something, and you don't see no wind moving and no rain falling, but I decree and prophesy over your life every good thing that you need in your ditches are coming in there right now. Shout hallelujah. You see it? No, had no water, no rain, no nothing. But it's a mystery. We talk about the 42 years of ministry, and I was flying 40,000 feet in the air, and the Lord said, get on your knees. I'm on my knees, crying out to God, and thanking God, 40,000 feet in the air. And he says, you're about to be flooded with heaven economics. Now, when he said that to me, he's talking about you. Because the Lord have made me contagious. And so people, yes, money coming. Look, every pastor that connected to me, his altar is flooded with money every Sunday. Every pastor that hang with me will become a rich pastor. The one who not connected, no money go to the altar. None of that people getting set free financially. Boy, this is something here. Y'all put some more money on this altar today. Right now, y'all start putting more money on this altar. Because some of y'all just tight, just sit back there and miss the whole flow. Just sit there and watch other people. This is the first time in my life ever saying this. But I looked at it, this altar looked too scarce. For all these people up in here, y'all should put something on the altar. Y'all gonna miss out. I don't want y'all to miss out. I don't need the money. I got plenty of money. But this altar, y'all need to. Boy, this is an ongoing miracle. Been going on 20-something years. It's so real. Get in on it. My first time ever telling anybody that. But I heard it. I said, man, I don't know. I heard it. I want to make sure it was the Lord, you know. I heard it. But it need to because you need to get in on it. Don't just sit there and watch other people doing this with your lazy self. Get in on it. You'll get your breakthrough. This is a miracle. This is a miracle offering here. These are not man-made offerings. I'm sorry I had to tell you. But because I love you and I heard it come up, tell them. I don't care what nobody else say. I'm not a beggar. I'm a bringer.
Come on, Pastor.
I don't need no more bread. I'm the banker. But I'm just almost said I'm the banker. Because of the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. Now y'all bring the testimony back somebody's finance going to change. Because I had to give this prophetic command. Are you following me? Something going to happen because y'all obeying God. And you don't feel constrained or you don't feel like somebody pulling your tooth or nothing, right?
No, sir.
All right. Understand. I just try to see what the Lord tell me to do, you know. The Lord, he just told me, say it to him. Somebody got set free. Somebody been missing the money come as anointing. And they'll get a hold of it. I want you to get a hold of it. I want you to have it. I want you to have it. Harvest does not come without sowing. You already sold $2,000.
Yes, sir.
You see, the other thing I don't remember, you can't forget a $2,000 sower. I know exactly who it is. The Lord the same way.
Yes, sir.
The mistress, you may be seated. I'm almost through. Don't try to make me finish. The mistress of the kingdom are stronger than the strongest gods in the world. The mistress, listen, class, of the kingdom are stronger than the strongest gods in the world. The mistress position you above principalities and power. Oh, something come in my spirit. Yeah, what he say? Yeah, what the Lord said? Satan do not know the mystery that God give you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so he can't block it. The ditches are full before he know it. Because he's looking for rain. Are you going to use this stuff? Now. I want to call these mysteries at this point. Oh my goodness. Grace mistress. It's grace mistress that come to you supernaturally where your enemy does not know what you're about to do. And sometime the mistress say, do nothing. I got this. I'll handle it for you. Are you following? Little boys, yeah, I think they almost was here with me for 42 years. Mm-hmm. These fellas here,
yes, sir.
They're getting younger and younger every day.
Yes, sir.
Been with me a long time. Them fellas helped me when I didn't know where I was going. I had them tan steeples off the church, bells. They go talk. I know they had the little party. Is he going out of his mind? But they're tied down. I walk out there one day and say, take this Mason sign off of this church. Oh, Lord. And one of the man members, relative, was part of the Mason. The little Mason thing was on the corner of the church.
Cornerstone
Mason. I said, boys, cut it out. I said, take the bell off top of the church. Take the steeple down. Oh, God. I was trying to get somewhere. Yeah, we are. Number boy, they were with me, you know. They were my commoners. I tell them do something, they do it. You know, it came. The church was named Mount Zion Baptist Church one Sunday. Audrey, I tell you. Next Sunday, it was named Word of Life Christian Center. No meeting. No, we didn't have a sign like the neon sign. I had a call to boy. A boy, member of our church. I got to find out where he at now. But I told him, put Word of Life Christian Center on there. We're going to hang this sign this week. So now you coming back to your traditional 107-year-old Baptist church one Sunday morning, just happy. And then you look at the sign, and then the preacher don't say nothing about it, he just preach. I ain't explained nothing. Why? Listen to very carefully. Why? I had heard the voice of the Lord. Now, I warn you, many men are coming out saying they're apostle now. And they're getting themselves in trouble because apostles has to be called to be apostle. And I hope they're hearing. Don't just come out there trying to wear this towel. This towel carries a responsibility and an accountability. All right, I just had to get that out. I got 3 more minutes I'm going to talk about. I just had to get that out. Write in your notes Ephesians 3, 1 through 10. You read it and you'll see how the mystery is revealed. Grace. Grace. Say grace.
Grace.
Is the mystery of the supremacy of the saints. Grace makes you a supreme being with special privileges. So again, it is the mystery of the kingdom that puts you above principalities and powers and the rulers of the wickedness of this world. With that in mind, here's your declaration. No demonic force can stand in my way. No demonic, come on, say it. The mystery of the gospel is higher than the highest cult in the world. Mystery is a divine secret. Divine is anything about what you are in Christ. Come on, I'm going to close. It is mysteries that confirm your mastery. You become a master when you let the mystery of God be revealed to you. God, this morning here in Word of Life Christian Center, he's making you a master through mystery. I don't have to know 1, 2, 3. All I have to do is trust him, do what he tells me to do, and expect him to do the rest. That make you a master. Every child of God has the God-ordained access into the mystery of the kingdom. Ooh, my goodness, I didn't get no further than I got last Sunday. Nothing and nobody will mess with your life after the day.
Yes, sir.
I'm preaching myself drunk, man. I'm so happy for you. If you would listen to me, I mean, I don't care what kind of problem you come here with. Listen, if you would listen to what the Spirit of God is saying today, my God. If you got one thing, I've said many things, but if you receive one thing, you're ready to go. Now, I didn't get no further this Sunday than I got last Sunday. So I am to start out on the hand of God is the hand of supernatural breakthroughs. I am to start that off next Sunday. You notice how I say that. I'm amming to start that off next Sunday. So we got how many we went through? Two? Two. Went through two. Huh? We went pretty thoroughly, didn't we? Did you get it?
Yes, sir.
You need to get an MP3. I said it right?
MP3.
Yeah, and listen to it over and over again, and then you will get all 5 of those access, or 5 of those revelation of the hand of the Lord. And the Lord, I have 9 more he gave me. I don't know if you want me to put it in this series, but lift your hand and praise God now. The Bible says in John 1:12, listen to what the Bible says now. But as many as receive him, to them give heed a power to become the sons of God. Bible also talks about in Romans 10 that you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth and thou shall be saved. That's salvation. And on the other hand, the Lord talks about but you shall receive power, Acts 1:8. And the Holy Ghost has come on you. So there's a birth in the Spirit and there's a baptism in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
All right? And then the third thing is there's a, for lack of a better word, I never heard this, a blessed return. When you have backslidden and got away from God, you were in a church and you got away, there's a blessed return called repentance. Lord, I'm sorry, and come back home. Then there's another powerful one that is found in Hebrews 10:25. Look at that one. It's a powerful one. Forsake not the assembling of yourself at the manner of some is, but exalting one another as so much the more you need a good church. And you need somebody watching over your soul. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet.